I'm not going to have any bugs in my building. I loathe bugs.
Calm down. I just took a shower with a cockroach from hell. He's in there doing his hair right now.
Spider pig does whatever a spider pig does. Can he swing from a web? No, we can't. He's a pig.
So good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Do you have a question about bugs? Call with your questions for the experts from Blue Sky Pest Control at 1-800-ROSIE-4U.
We can call the Critter Crisis Center.
On a beautiful Saturday morning on Rosie on the House, we're going to talk creepy crawlies for the next hour. If you're troubled or anxious about creepy crawly things in, out, about your house, that would be a great opportunity to get online at 1-888-767-4348. Let us help you talk through a solution with the experts from Blue Sky Pest Control. I'm broadcasting from the beautiful White Mountains up in Springerville, Arizona. We're on a community service project that I've been involved with for about 8 or 9 years. It was longer than I thought when I started adding up the dates. We are here with a group of guys that have all volunteered their time and donated the money necessary to buy the material. We're at the Living Hope Women's Center in Springerville, Arizona. And the last time we did this, I actually mentioned it on air and had more than just a few people get in touch with me and say, Rosie, if you ever do that again, please let us know. We'd like to join you. Well, you know what? I'm not opposed to putting together a little army of Rosie volunteers for jumping around the state of Arizona and pitching in at communities that need the assistance. So if you're interested in helping us in the future, contact us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. And let us know your name and contact information. The only reason you weren't called back for this particular trip is that we already had too many volunteers, and the Extreme Makeover project that we're doing only had room for so many people. We're in there kind of knocking elbows and behinds and knees and heads together right now. We're getting it done, but it's a little crowded. So that's why you weren't called. If y'all want to participate in some of Rosie's volunteer work construction projects, it's kind of like being on a Habitat for Humanity project, but it tends to end up happening in small rural communities all over the great state of Arizona. Romy, let's get to the topic of bugs, creepy crawlies, cockroaches, scorpions, and ants.
Man, can you imagine being in that short of room? I would think that would be a very good excuse for pneumatic tools. You know, the backswing on that hammer claw coming forward, especially if you get a bug in your ear, you freak out. You need those little pneumatic tools so your arm movement restrictions get narrowed down. But
well, it's a little crowded. They had me doing some steel stud framing to stay ahead of the drywall and the insulation crew while the other demo crew was out in front of me tearing things down. So we had about six guys tearing things down. Me and Jimmy Rutherford were then coming in and framing in behind that. We had Ron Skiba, who was on the plumbing detail, down underneath the building in the crawl space running the new plumbing. And then we had the drywallers and the painters and the floor covering guys following behind us. It was really kind of fun, but there was twice I was dragging a ladder from one room to the other and hit live wires that were hanging down from the ceiling. Nobody got hit by a hammer claw, but we did have a few sparks flying, and we adjusted our traffic flow to make sure that wouldn't happen anymore. But we're getting her done. We're getting her done.
We'll have to see if we can get Tim Allen's safety crew on standby for y'all. Let's let's get to our topic here with bugs. We have Nathan Wolf of Blue Sky Pest Control along with Curtis Walling?
Waylon,
just like Waylon Jennings, but it's not spelled anything like it.
Nope.
But it said Waylon. Now, you, if I remember right, are a fourth generation Arizona or fifth?
I am.
Curtis is.
I'm first generation.
Curtis is first. Nathan is fourth.
That's right.
And you've got the uncle that was lynched up at a great uncle that was running
at the Powers Ranch. Yes. Yeah. He was a sheriff's deputy. So Martin Kempton was his name, and he was shot up there. Back in the day, this is way back in the Wild West.
1800s, yep. a lot of history.
Early 1900s.
Wow, very cool. And y'all are in the bug industry now, and you're partnered together in the Southeast Valley.
Yep, we cover Valley Wide. So we service the entire Phoenix metro area.
And you bring us the great news that this is the bug belt we live in.
Yeah,
doesn't that make you happy to sleep at night knowing that?
It makes some people uncomfortable, absolutely. But, you know, obviously there's ways to protect yourself, and it's something that's common here, and we're obviously have to deal with on a regular basis, but there are effective ways to protect ourselves.
And why is it called the bug belt? What makes this so special? We hardly have any water. It's been a pretty dry season. You would think that this would be one of the least infested places with bugs.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people think that because we're in the desert. Like, hey, is there going to be a lot of bugs in the desert? However, just from urbanization and landscaping, we basically create many microenvironments throughout our yard. The irrigation, the drip systems, you know, all the plants, bushes, and trees. Each one of those is basically, it creates a scenario that bugs can thrive. And they do here in the desert, obviously, because it's so mild year-round. And we just have a lot of different pests that we deal with.
How does the heat affect the insect bug population? Does it burn them off? You know, when we get a cold snap, it can freeze a lot of the ones in hibernation. When we get a hot snap, do they fry out there? No.
They know how to deal with it. And they actually, the warmer it gets, the more they can reproduce, and they're even more active. So.
Oh, that's special.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're in the bug belt, and we're going into the active reproductive season. What's the start in time? Because we have horses, so naturally there's more flies than probably the average house. When a couple of them get inside, it seems like if we're gone for 3 days, if one female and one male fly accidentally get missed somewhere in the house, we come back to 50. Well, what's the reproduction time for a fly?
For flies, it's very fast.
I mean,
it's within a few days, actually. So, they live a very short time, but they're constantly reproducing, and it's very quick. So that's why you're dealing with that.
And today we're going to start off with our particular insect, scorpions. It seems to be one of the most feared of the creepy crawlies. When we go back to where Rosie's family from in Louisiana, like, how can you live in the desert with all those snakes and scorpions and things that want to kill you? And when I leave to go to Louisiana, they're like, how'd you go back to a swamp where there's alligators and moccasins and things that can kill you? And it's just, yeah. You just live with it. Yeah, I don't put much thought into it, but scorpions are a huge pressure point for a lot of people.
Well, you know, it's like it's understandable, too. I mean, when you see them, they're scary. But one of the things that we have here is we have the bark scorpion. And unfortunately for us, the bark scorpion is the only poisonous scorpion in North America. And that's the scorpion that we deal with 99% of the time here throughout the valley. And they're going to be, you know, their body's about a quarter of an inch long to about a half an inch. They're going to be like a yellowish brownish color. And the challenge with them is a lot of times that they will mix in with a lot of the carpets and the tiles that we have here in Arizona. So it's particularly important to try to make sure that you exclude them from the home. But there are also measures that you can take to also reduce the populations around the house. Now, they live from 3 to 7 years. And so it's not as though they die after 2 or 3 months, as a lot of other different types of pests, depending on what type of bug we're talking about. And so if you're not going to have some type of control approach, then you're not going to get rid of them.
Now, they say a mountain lion will have a travel radius in its lifetime of about 50 miles, and it'll make that one loop a year. What's the travel radius of a scorpion? If it's living 7 years, if he's made and found a home under your crawl space or in your attic, is he ever leaving that spot, or is that his lifespan in that niche in your home?
It really depends. It's actually how far do they need to go to survive. If they have easy access to, you know, the food that they need, you know, water and a good harbor area, they're not going to need to go as far. I don't know exactly. I haven't seen studies done on, like, you know, maximums.
They haven't put GPS tracking on scorpions yet?
Not yet. I'm sure that's coming. But it's like, that's with a lot of things that we deal with. It's like, well, can they go long distances? They can if they need to. But that's usually the what happens. Like, well, what do they need to do to survive?
Now,
I've got a question for you. Have you ever been bitten?
I personally haven't.
I've been stung several times, yes.
You know, and it's a miracle I've never been stung. I've had them on my hand. I've had them on my pants legs, on my shirt sleeve, on my boots. As a remodeling contractor, getting in and starting the demo process. Maybe there's a little wood pile or a debris pile up against this part of the house that we're going to go in there and expand and stuff. Or just all the time, all the nights I've spent sleeping on the floor of the desert in the last 48 years that we've been here. It's just incredible. I've never been bitten. Now, as someone who's been bitten, can you explain to me what are the things you need to know? I've always been told to sprinkle Adolph's meat tenderizer on the bite.
I don't know if I'd do that, Rosie, but I mean, I guess you could. I don't know. I'd say Benadryl is something you can put on there, and it's going to be tender. It definitely, as soon as it happens, at least for me, I know exactly. I mean, you can feel it. It feels like a bunch of kind of bee stings. Then that whole area will get tender, and that can kind of expands. It's different for different people, but for me, it will kind of expand, you know, several inches along where I got stung, and it will be tender there for 2 to 3 days. But if you put Benadryl on there, that can kind of help a little bit. And then some of it's just that you have to wait. Now, luckily, go ahead.
The Adolph's meat tenderizer I got from a very, very reliable source. So I don't know what it does, but they say it actually takes some of the sting and the swelling out of the bite. Don't tell me how. I don't know. We'll have to do some research on that this week and come back and do a fact check on it for next week. But I was just wondering if you had ever heard that story.
I have not, but that doesn't mean it doesn't work.
Hey, Rosie, I personally saw Nate get stung once. We were actually at a home inspecting around, and Nate decided to lift up a tarp that was in the yard, and boom, he got nailed. And,
boom.
So it's not fun.
Now, since you are a bug man and you do this, so I'm thinking since you haven't been stung, you, Curtis, are our test subject for this. We'll bring next time we're in the studio, Nate, you bring the scorpion, Dad will bring the meat tenderizer, and we'll test it live in studio.
I'm all for it, Romy and Rosie go first.
I'm in for it.
All right. Now, we are running up against the break. We've got lines full. People have questions, but we're 17 minutes late telling people about the special, so let's get that in real quick.
For the Rosie listeners today, until noon, we're running a special where for an initial flesh-out service, that's a full inside, outside, and garage treatment. That's normally $125. For the Rosie listeners today, we're knocking that down to $49 when you join onto a regular treatment plan. So if you call in today to the office, we have folks there who will be happy to help you.
So, When you say a regular plan, it's like a cell phone, 5 years, you got to get out of it by drawing blood and sacrificing, your oldest pet or something?
Yeah, what it is, it's a 12-month service plan, and if it for any reason you need to stop it in the year, we just ask for the $49 back just because there's a discount that we're giving on the front end. We just want to make sure that people don't take advantage of the special.
Hey, I got it flushed out. Great. See you guys later.
That's right.
Thanks. Curtis, you were also saying that not everyone will need a monthly service.
Yeah, monthly service has always been really popular here. However, we've gotten really good at an every other month program where we come out every 60 days, and we even do some quarterly. But our most popular by far, like 95%+ of our customers on an every other month program. We get great results coming out every 2 months.
And the number real quick?
It's 480-635-8492.